Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Okay, here's truly what's interesting about doing this podcast is I think about topics and I'm like, ooh, that will be such a good topic. And then I sit down to do the work to develop the content for the podcast. And I'm like, ooh, this is actually like interpersonal hard work that makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I don't know if I want to do this. And that's how I felt when I was getting ready to record this Mental Health Monday episode, which is entitled A Letter to 13-Year-Old Me. And here's what's funny about, you know, doing things like this where essentially, you know, you're kind of creating and coming up with content, whether it be in the form of podcasts, social media, whatever. The goal is obviously to create content that people can relate to and that inspires people. And so a couple weeks ago, I did like a little poll on my Instagram about for Mental Health Monday, if I should share about a letter to 13-year-old me or my recovery story. And I felt like both of those were things that were like on my heart as things I should share. And what do you know, they get equal votes on my story. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do both. And then I sit down to do the work and I'm like, oh my gosh, it takes so much effort for me to sit down and go back through the history of my recovery story in order to formulate all the different times and ups and downs into something that's a conceivable and understandable podcast. So I did that because to me that seemed like the easier one to knock out first, right? Then this week I sat down to do the letter to 13-year-old me, and I was like, this is really hard. I don't know if like, is this what like podcasting is like, for, you know, shedding light on like mental health and faith and addiction and all these different things, like just getting really vulnerable and honest and open and like doing your own work in the process. And like, oh, this is really hard. And I had this moment where I remembered the saying that I love, which is choose your hard. And whenever I worked in the corporate world, there was a lot that I did in my day to day that was hard. But at the end of the day, I really, by the end of it, wasn't getting like fulfillment and enjoyment out of it. And while some of the things I share about on the podcast are hard, this is the hard I would rather have, because this is the hard that brings me fulfillment and allows me to just have this outlet where I feel like I'm able to just share and help and inspire. And that's why we're choosing the hard of going through a letter to 13-year-old me. And like a lot of you, I wasn't doing fabulous at 13. The 13-year-olds now, honestly, they're slaying. 13-year-olds, when I was 13, we were not slaying. And I literally sat down to write this, and I wrote down a letter to 13-year-old me, and I immediately realized I had like some inner child work and some like inner shadow work I needed to do around this phase of life. Maybe that's why it was like so heavy on my heart to like share this. And I really just started writing just everything that came to mind that I would tell 13-year-old me. It ended up being like a page and a half of just like written things. But I realized the common theme and the underlying theme is me reassuring younger me that I'm already enough, that I was already worthy, that my worth and value don't come from people and from external validation. And that was really like the underlying theme. It's like, girl, be confident in yourself, love yourself. You're already enough. You don't have to wait for somebody else to love you or to tell you that you're enough, or all these things that the world tells you that you're supposed to have or that you think you're supposed to have. So I'm going to read the letter, and then I'm basically going to go through each section and explain it a little bit more in depth. Okay, a letter to 13-year-old me. You are enough just as you are. You don't need to be shorter, skinnier, more athletic, or like anyone else. You are enough with God and because of God. You don't need that guy's approval or love to be worthy. Also, worthy of what? Are you worried about being enough for God, or are you worried about being enough for the world? Life will change soon, and it'll keep changing, maybe forever. You'll get good with the change. You'll become really resilient. You'll love more and deeper than you ever have before. You'll have your heart broken. You'll gain and lose friends, but you'll always have enough because God will always provide. Oh, you guys, it like hurt a little bit to read that back out loud. I read it in my head, but that was the first time like I read it out loud since I wrote it. And let's start at the beginning. You were enough just as you are. Whenever I was 13, I was the same height I am now. I was like 5'10 when I was like 13. I was like the tallest. I felt like I was just in like a really awkward stage of life. I had really bad acne at this age. And just this phase of my life, I just kind of resonate to maybe being a stage of life where I started to compare a lot. And in that comparison really felt like I wasn't enough because of the people that were around me or the people that I wanted to be like, or, you know, whatever that looks like. Then I put, you don't need to be shorter, skinnier, more athletic, or like anyone else. Again, back to comparison. I thought that all the pretty girls were a lot shorter than me. They were skinnier than me. They were more athletic than me. I put a lot of value and worth around being pretty and like looking good on the outside, and really was not at all concerned about what the inside of me looked like. I just wanted to look good and for people to like me. And that's was kind of like what my world revolved around when I was 13. Next thing says, you are enough with God and because of God. I could not have fathomed that at 13 or at 16 or at 26, that I'm just enough with God and because of God. I always thought I had to do, produce, create, show off, be the best at, you know, something to gain that enoughness or that worthiness or that approval. I didn't realize that I was just enough because of God and with God. Next one, you don't need that guy's approval or love to be worthy. And then I wrote next to it, also worthy of what? Why do we think that some guy or girl's approval or love is what's gonna fulfill us? Because the only thing that can really fulfill us is having a relationship with God and then doing what he has for our life. And I think this was probably the time of life where everyone around me was dating, and I never really had a lot of guys that liked me when I was 13. And so I always thought that that was like a measure of worth or value, was whether or not boys liked you. And it's such a silly value or worth that we place upon 13-year-old love. Like, it's so silly looking back. Like, why did I care if that guy liked me when I was 13? He wasn't going to be my husband. Even the guy I dated at 18 ended up being my ex-husband, you know? Like, why was I so caught up in that at 13? Okay, next one. Are you worried about being enough for God or enough for the world? Again, I was so caught up in, do I have the coolest clothes? How does my hair look today? Blah, 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 blah. Not about whether or not I was reading the Bible or having a relationship with God. Or at that time, I grew up in church and I did not take going to church seriously. Mostly because, looking back, I don't think I thought it was cool, which is so dumb because, like, what could be cooler than having a relationship with God? But I didn't know that at the time, you know? Next one, life will change soon and it'll keep changing, maybe forever. And I wrote this one because I have lived so many lives since 13. I've been so many people since 13. I've been good people. I've been people I would never want to be again. I've been, you know, all these different versions of myself since then. And I always thought if I was in a bad season, oh, this is forever. Oh, this season's going to last forever. Oh, this is going to go on forever. And looking back, I've been through so many of those seasons that just came and went and came and went. And it's such a good reminder that nothing's permanent. The good, the bad, the vacations, the worst Mondays, none of it's forever. All of it is just temporary, fleeting. And as long as you can remember that, you're able to stay so much more centered in whatever your purpose really is. Next one, you'll get good with the change. You'll become resilient. So whenever I was in my late 20s, I started seeing this therapist and we were talking about loss. And I unpacked that I lost like a grandparent or an aunt or my dad, like somebody really influential in my life. I lost almost every year from the ages of like 18 to 28. So a lot of my like fundamental years, I experienced loss. During that time, I also lost 2 jobs because of sales of companies. I also got married and divorced. And as I'm going through the process of kind of unpacking this with this very just kind of blunt and self-aware therapist that I had at the time, she was like, you've been through a lot of change and you're really resilient. And I was like, huh, I guess you're right. And at this point, I think I was in the middle of my divorce had been finalized, but I had to like clean up and sell the home, like the home project we had been living in, and then find somewhere else to live. It was like a really, really stressful time. And whenever I bought the place that I'm living in now, I did it all completely myself. Like I sold the other place completely by myself. And like, that's a lot of adult things to have to do. It's a lot of paperwork, a lot of time. And like I've done and figured out a lot of things just by going through them, by doing them, and just by having the resilience to like keep going. And I think a lot of that I get from my parents. Like my parents were the kind of people that they didn't let anything stop them. They always kept going when things got tough. And my mom always taught us like faith gets you through everything. And so looking back, I realized that things changed and it made me really strong. It made me really resilient. It didn't make me weak. It didn't make me scared. It did for a little while, but in the long run, the change made me resilient. The next one, you'll love more and deeper, and you'll also have your heart broken. I think that love is so glamorized on TV, even heartbreak is so glamorized on TV, but the reality of loving deep and having your heart broken and all these things that we go through are that they're part of life. Like you could probably talk to anybody and, you know, that's over the age of, you know, 30 or 40, and they'll tell you that they've had great love, they've had great heartbreak, and most people probably wouldn't go back and change most of it because life is all about, you know, the ups and the downs, and life's not about being perfect. It's about having, you know, kind of this understanding that life ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and it doesn't mean that you would ever go back and not love, or it doesn't mean that you would never go back and stop having best friends because you've lost some, or, you know, whatever that looks like. Speaking of friends, the next one, you'll gain and lose friends. When I was 13, I was the kind of person that I thought every girl that I was best friends with, we were going to be best friends forever. And I also, at this point in life, didn't have super great friend picking skills. So needless to say, I'm probably not friends with anybody from that phase of life. Actually, one girl that I hang out with now, Abby, we used to be friends back in middle school. And then we kind of like grew apart when we got older. And like now we're close now. But the concept of like gaining and losing friends was something that I couldn't fathom. Like I wanted everybody to be my friend. I wanted everybody to like me. I never wanted to lose friends. And I had to let go of a lot of that and accept that sometimes you have friends for reasons and seasons. Sometimes you don't have friends for life, and that's okay. And I love the phrase that you'll have friends for reasons and seasons. Some people come into your life to teach you lessons. Sometimes people come into your life so you can teach them lessons. We have all these different relationships, all these different reasons that God places all these relationships in our lives. But at the end of the day, God will never take something away without giving you something. And so I can look back and see that I've lost so many friends over the past, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, but I've also gained so many friends. And there was never a point where I really needed somebody and I didn't have anybody. God always made sure that I had the right people at the right time. But the reality of being 13 to 30 is you're going to gain some friends, you're going to lose some friends. Just make sure you treat people well in the process, because I certainly didn't. There were definitely some friendships that ended where I didn't handle those situations very well. And now this version of me, if I ran into those people in the street, I would be like, oh, I hate that you know that version of me. But, you know, that's a big piece of the self-awareness as well. And last note is you'll always have enough because God will always provide. And before the past couple of years, I would have classified myself as a very anxious person. I would have classified myself as a worrier. But the reality is I was just somebody who didn't have faith in God. I was just somebody who didn't believe that God would truly show up and show out and do everything and meet all my needs and take care of me. And once I said, hey, God, I'm all in with you, he's met every need that I've had. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I thought when I was like, hey, God, I'm going to, you know, give you the area of my life that is my finances. I thought for sure the next day, somebody I didn't know was going to Venmo me $5 million and be like, best of luck, love ya. And when that didn't happen, I was like, hey God, did you miss that I gave you my finances? And he was like, yes, but that doesn't mean somebody is going to Venmo you $5 million. Like, and so some of, you know, these things have been a reality check of what do I want versus what is God actually providing? Or what are maybe things of the world that I want versus what is God actually providing? And in this season and in this chapter and since 13, the one thing that has remained true is that God has always made sure I had what I needed, whether it was relationships, friendships, whether it was a job or financial resources, whether it was love and support from a family member, like whatever it was that I needed, God always met that need for me at that time. And honestly, that is so cool to look back and see. And it's so freeing to just know that looking back and to just trust that as, you know, I look towards the future into the next, you know, 20, 30 years of my life. So that is this Mental Health Monday episode, A Letter to 13-Year-Old Me. If this podcast episode resonated with you and you were like, oh my gosh, you know who needs to hear this? My mom, my friend, my bestie, share with whoever you think this would help along their healing journey. And as always, happy healing, babes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.